I do want to go to animals in the wild. Patricia Devlin, we go to you first, because here's one of these areas where wildlife and agriculture intersect, and not in a good way for wildlife. You did an investigation into badger culling. Could you run the listeners through, first of all, what the findings are, why the practice takes place, and what your findings were when you did this investigation?
Yes, at present there is a TB crisis in Ireland among cattle, and I know a lot of farmers devastated by this. They've lost a lot of their herds. As part of that, the government regulation and strategy into combating bovine TB, we have a government licensed badger culling programme, and over the last 14 years, the government has legally killed over 66,000 badgers. So in a nutshell, we did some research, we spoke to farmers from their side, and we also did some data research. And in that, we found that in the last 5 years, 80% of the badgers that have been culled by the Department of Agriculture as part of their bovine TB strategy did not have TB. And so basically we found farmers were losing out because, you know, TB is rife. But on the other hand, the question is culling badgers working?
So is the process of, you know, vets arrive in a farmyard, a cow or cattle on the farmyard tests positive for TB. There's a bit of tracing done as to where the TB has come from. And if that's not established, it may be put down to badgers.
I don't think there is any tracing done. I think it is as soon as a cow does test positive for TB, it's a complete shutdown. And the assumption is that it's come from badgers. That's what the assumption is at present. I spoke to a farmer in County Monaghan who his herd was completely wiped out earlier this year. And the assumption was badgers. And as far as I know, the Department of Agriculture contractors went in and culled 13 badgers around that land. There was, you know, I have to give it from both sides, so I understand the devastation caused to farmers. Badgers are carriers of TB, but it is completely, you know, that's contradicted by certain pieces of research that has been conducted in various countries around the world. So that assumption is made by the Department of Agriculture, because their funded studies have said that badgers can pass TB, right, whereas other studies would say that it's passed cattle to cattle.
And there is research certainly from the UK that would suggest that culling badgers in one area only really encourages other badgers to move into that area. There's a higher mobility among badgers once a particular set of badgers is culled.
Yes, the research is very conflicted. You've got Scotland, who as a nation has been TB free from 2009. They do not cull badgers. Their veterinary advice is that badgers pose no threat to cattle, and they manage the TB through biodiversity measures such as cattle movement and other things. It doesn't involve culling, so it is very conflicted.
All right. Pádraig O'Sullivan, to you on this. There's, you know, a policy of badger culling in tandem with the vaccination programme. But despite the culling policy, the TB numbers are still going up. Something's wrong. Scotland TB free and they don't cull. Is there something to be learned from Scotland?
Well, I think it was back in 2018 that the then Minister for Agriculture said at the time that they would favour a vaccination model rather than continuation of culling. Now, like deer, I'm not an expert on the issue, but like deer, I think it is recommended on occasion that culling would be required. And if you talk to different farmers in different regions across the country, they would tell you that, you know, deer especially are running rife at the moment, and it comes down to that issue of mobility that Patricia mentioned. I understand the statistics there that we used 80% of badgers in those cullings up to the present day were TB free, but that still would suggest that 20% of them in fact had TB. It's difficult. We're dealing with farmers again who have had their entire herd locked down, some for a number of years when they're faced with this, they would ask, and I know the IFA would ask for improved testing, the testing that we're doing. I think there are is alternative methods of testing that are more accurate and wouldn't require the extreme lockdowns that some farmers experience, and also the vaccination model.
Is there a problem, though, with the vaccination, that if cattle are given the BCG vaccine, that it shows up their test result as positive for TB, and as a result, until a better test that can be devised to be able to tell the difference between a vaccinated cow and an infected cow, there's going to be this, you know, search for ways to try and eradicate TB in another way.
Yeah, that's correct. And I suppose that's a matter for the Department of Agriculture. So they have said that they want to go down this vaccination route. That's going to require additional funding, because I understand that that different testing that you've referred to is actually up to three times more expensive than the existing testing regime. So that's going to be a critical decision, I think, for the current Minister for Agriculture.
All right. Ruth Coppinger, I take it, given your stance on most animal rights, you're against badger culling. But in terms of a solution to TB in the country, what would be your proposal to avoid, to control it without culling badgers?
Well, how is it justified to kill, you know, 100 badgers because 20 of them have TB? You know, that's in effect what's just being argued. Badgers are meant to be protected as well, by the way. But as Martina said, in Scotland and in other countries, they seem to be able they seem to be able to deal with this issue in other ways. So clearly there needs to be a lot more research about the best approach here.
All right, somebody's texted in to say Scotland only test every 4 years, and in some herds, not at all. Patricia, do you want to take that before I go back to Ruth? Is that something that cropped up in your research?
Listen, all that was the response from the Scottish Government, that their advice, their veterinary advice, was that wildlife poses no TB risk to cattle. And I mean, their TB status is recognised by the EU. So,
But going back, Ruth Coppinger, to the solution to all of this, I mean, that issue about being able to vaccinate cattle but having a test that's able to discern between a TB infected cow and a vaccinated cow would seem to be the way that all sides could be kept happy. But Pádraig O'Sullivan mentions there an issue of expense on that front.
Yeah, look, I'm not an expert on, you know, cattle husbandry, so I don't know. But clearly there has to be more research. How is it an effective policy to be culling in this way when most of the badgers don't have TB? It can't be justified. And also, everything can't just be eradicated for farming. You know, wildlife is also important. And yet the policy is farming first, profits first. So I would advocate that a lot more information and a lot more scientific research needs to be done.
All right. Ciara, do you have a view or a stance on all of this at all?
Well, obviously, I don't agree with culling an animal for no reason. There has to be a better way of testing the cattle beforehand, before they get vaccinated. Is there not a way of testing a herd for TB before? To be better ways of doing things. Just because it's done doesn't mean it should be done.
Pádraig O'Sullivan, one of the things that's been pointed out before in this is that the size of Irish herds have grown considerably over time, and the movement due to the cattle trade means that cattle are moving around more, and as a result, the transfer and the infection within herds is more of a factor than perhaps it coming from badgers. I don't know whether you have a view on that.
Yeah, well, look, first of all, Colm, I think it's safe to say none of us here on air tonight are experts, okay? But just to pick up one thing, if I can, with Ruth, like, the culling that's happening is predominantly licensed culling, and that's, you know, overseen by the Department of Agriculture. I don't like to see culling either. I'm an animal lover myself. But obviously, when there's risk to farms and to somebody's livelihood, you know, it's unfortunately sometimes these steps are taken and sometimes they're deemed necessary. But in relation to the mobility issue, like, even farmers in West Cork and in East Cork would tell you, deer alone, I know that we're getting outside the badger debate, but deer at the moment, the numbers of deer is actually absolutely exploding at present. And unfortunately, without any natural predators around the country, those numbers go unchecked. And unfortunately, culls are unfortunately a necessary evil in some cases. So it's something I would agree with Ruth on one thing. I do think more research needs to be done in it, because ultimately, I think this can be resolved. The science has moved on. We now, as a state and as a Department of Agriculture, need to move with the science and.
Okay.